Bruce Bauman is director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency. Before that, he worked for FEMA for many years, most recently as director of the Office of National Preparedness. Mr. Bauman, welcome.
Thank you.
Do you agree that FEMA is crippled beyond repair?
Well, you know, certainly FEMA's not the FEMA it once was when I was with the agency, but I'm not sure that abolishing it is the right term. I'm in the process of reading Senator Collins's report right now in detail. And, you know, basically I think there's some name changes, some more empowerment of the agency, some more resources being thrown at it. But basically, you know, FEMA with its four functions of preparedness, response, recovery, and mitigation are being put back together.
Do you like the idea of keeping FEMA within the Department of Homeland Security, or would you say that it would be better off if it had its own cabinet-level status again?
Well, you know, I have my own personal feelings about it, but as president of the National Emergency Management Association, I think right now its standing in DHS is probably best. Because I think it'll get the resources and the attention it needs.
Now, when you were saying you have your own personal feelings about that, I'm trying to figure out which is which.
My own personal feelings is that when FEMA was outside of DHS, it was a much more nimbler and agile agency. But again, the difference was you had trained emergency professionals like James Lee Witt, myself, and others that were at the top of the organization and were able to make things happen.
The response from Homeland Security has been, you know, this is fiddling around with the organizational chart, and we can't afford to do that. Hurricane season is coming on fast.
I'm not sure that we're going to see action on this in the next 120 days. I mean, hurricane season starts in about 30 days now. This is obviously not going to be enacted or changes made within the next 30 days. I think Secretary Chertoff is already doing some things, and the White House, to help address some of the problems that we saw with FEMA last year. We've now got a FEMA director that's got some experience under his belt. I've known Dave Paulison for a lot of years.
So you think things have gotten better?
I do think that they have gotten better. Now, that's, don't get me wrong, there's still a lot of things, and I think Dave Paulison realizes this better than anybody else, that still needs to be fixed. But I see some changes taking place right now that are being put in place by the White House and by Secretary Chertoff.
One of the recommendations in the Senate panel's report is for strike teams in regional offices to be the first line of response in a disaster. Is that very different from the system that's in place now?
Yeah, it is. When I was with FEMA, we had three national emergency response teams that could respond. In the last 5 years, those have pretty much gone away, so there isn't a standing team that FEMA could use to respond. FEMA is in the process of trying to reconstitute those teams. But having standing strike teams that can come in and augment state and local capabilities, I think, is necessary.
You know, I think for a lot of people who saw what happened last year with Katrina, looking at these reports that come out with a lot of bureaucratic language and acronyms, it's really hard to tell what, if anything, is changed now from a year ago.
There is nothing that's the only thing that has changed are there's better leadership. I think that there is more strength in the logistics system. It's not near what I think it needs to be. I think there's some more attention being paid to some critical areas that wasn't being paid last year. So that's changed. Will it make FEMA a success if we have another situation in New Orleans? I frankly don't think that they're ready to deal with another Katrina scenario right now.
You do not?
I do not.
Bruce Bauman, thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
Bruce Bauman is director of Alabama's Emergency Management Agency. He's also president of the National Emergency Management Association.